are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Be careful when you get promoted what you do, what you see. Okay, because when God promotes, he gives power to the way, to the faint, to them that have no might, he increases strength. But he gives us the power to get wealth that we might what? It's really weak over there. He gives us the power to get wealth that we can do what? Establish his covenant. Don't forget Jesus. I don't care how you invest around the world and grow. You have been selected to support the Lord.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry. You're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Joy to the World. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 14.
Noah was the greatest alcoholic of the Old Testament. I know he built an ark, but I'm talking about despair. He had a problem. The Bible says when he got off the ark, he planted a vineyard and it grew. And he took the grapes and fermented them. And then he got drunk on his own success. And don't look at Noah wrong, because many of us are doing the same thing. It's when God starts blessing us, we forget what brought us through. And if you're not careful, the more money you make, the more you'll push away from the principles of God. That's why he cracks our legs sometimes, to get us back in the way. Because it's easy to drink the wine of your own success. Let's toast. Let's toast. You better put that bottle down. Put the Patron down, put the Cavassier down, and pick up Jesus. Pick up the Holy Spirit and drink until you feel. Don't be drunk with wine where there is excess, it's Christmas, son. But be filled with the Spirit. Abraham did the unthinkable. Some of it was very disparaging. He was so caught up with God. When God said, give your son, he abandoned everything that he felt to lad. You don't think despair was tied to that? Yes, it was. But when you obey God, climbing up Mount Moriah on one side, provision is coming up on the other side. While you're climbing, you can't see it because you're on the rough side of the mountain. But on the other side, he's sending provision. And I decree and declare that provision will meet you at the top of your despair. Glory to God. In your worst moment, you got to put your confidence in God. He can turn it around. Glory to God. Come on, Fred Hammond. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, and he's going to work in my favor. Don't let your faith fail. Thank you, Lord. Sarah was so undervalued by her husband, that two times he said, I don't know her. He goes into Egypt and said, who is this? I don't know her. So she stands alone. So much so where Pharaoh said, well, I'll take her. You don't think she felt despair to be abandoned like that? It happened twice. Now, most ladies, they say the first time is your mistake. But if it happens the second time, it's my mistake now. Despair, if you let it get to you, it will speak louder than the Holy Ghost. But if you let the word get in your heart, you can overcome any issue that's coming at you. And if you go out with tears, you will reap with sheaves of joy. Isaac found out that his son lied to him when he was on his deathbed. His son Jacob lied to him and disguised himself and got the blessing. He didn't realize it until he couldn't do nothing about it. You don't think he felt despair? His own son, the one that he raised. Jacob was that same liar, then God blesses him. Don't tell me God can't turn mess around. Jacob is the one that lied to his daddy, and God still blessed him. That's why many of us need to forgive. Amen? Because God can bless the person that hurt you the worst. He stole his brother's birthright, yet it was a part of God's divine plan. I don't understand. He stole and he was still pleasing to God. You know why? Because God looked deep in the man. When he was at Bethel, he said, if you bring me back to this place, I'll give you 20% tithe. God knows a man's heart. You're looking at an issue. God's going to bless some of you because you're givers. Amen. You're tore from the floor. Nobody can trust you. But he knows when he puts seed in your hand, you're going to write a check. That's how he works. And the ones that are righteous won't give nothing.
I ain't giving nothing to God.
The ones that never did and don't think about God when 10,000 come, they just spend it. But in this season, we got to learn how to sow into the kingdom of God as well. You don't think Joseph felt despair? Sold into slavery when he was born free? But God imprisoned the man and set him free. Moses felt despair because Moses was born the prince of Egypt, but found himself wandering in the wilderness without purpose and prophesying to the king's kids or to the Israelites that they would enter into a promised land. He saw it but didn't enter into it. I'm just still in Hebrews chapter 11. People that have despair. I can go on with Gideon and Barak and Samson, the judges of Israel, who all came to their demise. Samuel, the last judge, who anointed two kings of Israel, and his own sons hurt his heart so bad that he died in despair. While he was doing the work of the kingdom, he wasn't a good family man. And his sons, the Bible said, they departed from it. His very own blood departed from the faith. Here David himself finds himself being a man after God's own heart, but failed many times in his life, literally, physically, and emotionally. Despair is coming. Despair is here. But I decree joy is here as well. If we were to ask anyone on the street, what is the most joyful holiday of the season? They would say Christmas is the most joyful holiday of the season. It is customary for us to go home, to call loved ones, to spend time with family and friends. Write it down. Joy is positive. It is not negative. Joy is positive. The scripture says in Isaiah 55 and verse 12, and joy is the opposite of despair. For you shall go out, hallelujah, you shall end a year. You shall end a cycle. God don't want you to go out and you're sad and you're just experiencing despair. But when you come to the end of the cycle, you got to learn how to come out with joy and be led forth with peace. If you're transitioning in any way, please come out with joy and be led forth with peace. The Bible says when that happens, when you come out with joy and you're led forth with peace, nature works with you. Mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The wind blows differently for you when you come out with joy and you're led forth in peace. Let me just help you. The Bible says when God spoke to Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach and prophesy to it, the scripture says he went another way and got on a ship and began to sail in the opposite direction. In total disobedience to God's will. The scripture says a tempest, God allowed a tempest to capture the boat, to disturb his plans. Nothing began to blow right. It was blowing against him. So much so that the men of the boat said, "What's going on? What's happening here? We've never seen anything like this." So they begin to cast lots. What's going on? And through their own inferior methods, they saw that the lot fell upon Jonah. And guess where he was? Sleeping in the bottom of the boat. While everybody else is afraid, he's so comfortable in his stuff, in his disobedience, he fell asleep in it. Like many of us, don't blame Jonah. Like many of us, if we don't get ourselves together, we'll be sleeping in the most dangerous time ever. We coast in the fact that we're disobedient and begin to lay in that thing so much so that we don't know how to come out of it. But the Bible says they awoke him and said, "Man, what are you doing? Who are you? What people are you?" He said, "I'm a Hebrew and I've disobeyed God. And this is the reason why the sea is coming against us." Read the text. The wind is blowing because I disobeyed God. I never saw that until recently. Let me tell you something about circumstance. Sometimes God, to get us right, will allow circumstance to work contrary to what we're doing to blow us into the right frame of mind. Thank you, God. When the tempest blows differently, it's time for us to check our feet and to check our stand. Glory to God. And they said to Jonah, what are you doing, man? You know, God is getting us. What are you doing? You got to be obedient to God. Jonah said, "Throw me overboard and everything will be okay." And as soon as they threw him overboard, the Bible said the wind ceased. Thank you, God. And some of us are sailing and we're sailing on, but we need to get off that boat and start trusting in the Lord. Glory to God. And when you do that, when you get off the boat of your comfort and the boat of your disobedience and start trusting in the Lord, you'll see him turn the wind for you. Glory to God. You mean to tell me that the hills and the wind can kind of accompany disobedience? Absolutely. It's right there in the text. And if you come out with joy and you're led forth with peace, the Bible says the hills and the trees will clap their hands. Nature will start working better for you. Glory to God. How many of you believe you're going to get promoted? Well, you don't believe it, but I'm telling you, you're about to get promoted. I'll tell you. Be careful when you get promoted what you do with your seed. Okay, because when God promotes, he gives power to the faint, to them that have no might, he increases strength. But he gives us the power to get wealth that we might what? It's really weak over there. He gives us the power to get wealth that we can do what? Establish his covenant. Don't forget Jesus. I don't care how you invest around the world and grow. You have been selected to support the Lord. Let me say it this way, because people say, "Man, he angry when he talks." I'm not giving. Well, you were selected to support the Lord. Come on, Joel. You were selected to support the Lord. God loves you. He prepared a way for you. Joel, don't preach to who I preach to. That's why I said you need to put God first, because as soon as God blesses, we start messing. Thank you, Lord. Joy is about a positive attitude. When you have joy, you'll smile. I said when you have joy, you'll smile. A pleasant emotion, joy is. A pleasant emotion. The opposite of despair. It's when your heart experiences the starlight of delight. There are many kinds of joy reported in the Bible as well. Many kinds of joy reported in the Bible. Sometimes the wicked will experience joy This is bad when you fail. Or when they lock you in a vault, they feel some type of happiness. When they can block your promotion. 1 Corinthians 13:6. I want them to put it on the screen so you can see it. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Rejoice not in iniquity. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. What does? Love doesn't rejoice when someone fails, but rejoices in the truth. What is the opposite? Unloving people will rejoice when failure comes or when you're marginalized. And they don't rejoice in the truth. They rejoice in lies when someone marginalizes you. And there are people who are wicked in their soul. And God will allow you to be in the midst of them. You're like a light to it. If he's allowing you to be in the midst of it, he wants your light to shine, the light of love to shine. Write it in your notes. Love covers. What does it cover? A multitude of what? Of sins, it says. It covers a multitude of sins. It covers a multitude of sin. It didn't say that it doesn't see the multitude. It doesn't say that despair doesn't come when it looks at the multitude. It doesn't say that it's absent-minded of what's there. It is very aware of what's there, but it covers. Glory to God. Love covers. How does love cover? So let's look at 1 Corinthians 13 again, but let's go to verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I don't have love, or give my body to be burned, it profits nothing. Verse 4. Charity suffers. Put it up in the NIV because I want you to see the word love. Charity means love. It says love is patient. So if love covers a multitude of sins, if love is patient, then the patience will cover. Thank you, Jesus. If joy is the answer for despair, then joy will cover despair. It's just not feeling good in your heart, but it covers despair. Despair is there, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Look at the word. Love is kind. So my kindness, glory to God, will cover my multitude of sin. Look at it. Not only is it kind, it does not envy. It does not envy. It does not boast. Okay? And so if I don't envy, that means this is how you get rid of envy. Anytime you feel envious of someone, bless them with a seed. If you feel somebody's on the rise, this is how you get it out of you. I'm not saying it won't come, but love covers it. Love covers the envy. And the way you do it is to sow a seed in their life. Envy can't handle it. It loses its grip. Glory to God. Because most people won't see when you're envious. God can see it, but most people don't see it. Now, if you got crazy folk today, they'll just put anything on Facebook. Even if they're envious. Thank you, Lord. Look at the word. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It is not proud. So humility will cover pride. You got to see it as a covering. It covers a multitude of sins. Then look at verse 5. It does not dishonor others. In other words, love honoring others covers dishonor. Are you all seeing it? It is not self-seeking. So helping others will cover a self-seeking spirit. It covers a multitude of sins. Glory to God. It is not easily angered. Taking a chill pill covers anger. We're watching, even in our community, young man gets angry with a girl who doesn't return his text. He goes to her house in our community in the last 5 days, beautiful girl, because she says, "I don't want you no more." He only been dating her 5 months, went to school with her, but he's so angry. He doesn't just say, "I'm gonna take your cell phone and stomp it." "I'm gonna shoot you down 15 times in your back," right in our community. "You can't tell me you loved her. You don't know how to spell love." I think he said, it's reported that if he could, he would do it again and kill her father. This is in our community. You know why I got to preach the way I preach? Because sitting right in the midst of us, anger has taken over a whole group of people. You've been listening to too much trap music all day long and smoking your gunji. And in the midst of that, and the spirit of anger has slipped into us, and you need it preached and cast out of you, because you don't need to kill nobody. What you need to do is cover a multitude of sin. That's why somebody got to testify. Can somebody say amen? 1 Corinthians 13 is powerful as it relates to covering a multitude of sins. There are many levels of joy. "Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength." As I close this morning, glory to God. Luke chapter 2 is powerful. Suddenly, verse 13, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God. Glory to God. Whether you know it or not, heaven is praising God this morning too. I want you to take a moment and just get quiet. Glory to God. Just get quiet for a moment in your spirit. You're not the only one in that circumstance. You're not the only one in the field of your despair. You're not only the only one that is experiencing a cold night. There's a heavenly host. There's a cloud of witnesses that are gathering as well. And they're praising God, saying, "You can do this. You can make it." There's joy that has been released into the world through the gift, the greatest gift of all. And his name is Jesus. And he was born in a little town called Bethlehem, the greatest gift to mankind, to not make man over physically, but to give him this truth: you must be born again. That which is flesh is flesh, but that which is spirit is spirit. And as we celebrate the Lord this morning, when you go back home and you eat your prime rib, we eat prime rib every Christmas and a little ice cream. We exchange our gifts. When you do your traditions centered around the love of Jesus, make sure your faith is made known today. Teach it to your children that it is not just about the gifts that they want. As they get older, they should give gifts. Save a portion of their funds and start doing the same thing that parents do to them. The older I get, the less I need gifts on Christmas Day. That don't mean y'all can't cash out, man. You can't give it. I need your money. I want your money. Call me what you will. Hold up for a minute. I'm not saying that I don't like gifts. I do. But what I'm saying is, we have to teach our kids. The older I get, I don't need a bunch of things under a tree. Amen. I thank him for my life, my family, my strength, and my focus. And I really believe that God wants us to experience the joy that he released to the world in real time. Joy doesn't start with gifts under a tree. It starts with the manger. A gift that was given to us lying in the manger, which is the remedy for your field work out there in the cold and no one else is around. God knows exactly where you are, young shepherd. He knows exactly where you are, young woman. He knows exactly where you are, young man. And he's coming to you to give you good news. And I'm releasing joy in your word. Glory to God. And it will cover your despair. I heard someone say, I receive that in Jesus' name. Say that, I receive it in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give him the glory and the praise.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Joy to the World, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2212-2508. That's reference number 2212-2508.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. Awaken Women's Sunday School will resume Sunday, January 8th. So join Pastor Sabrina in sharpening your picture of the Word of God as Awaken 2023 Bible Study launches the Old Testament Survey. Get ready to learn about creation, the patriarchs, the prophets, books of poetry, and more. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 Worship Experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9 p.m. So come early to get your seat. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.